This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Again, a little shorter program tonight because of Cardinals baseball, but that's all right. So we're going to move up what we would normally talk about in the community spotlight segment to the very beginning of the darn show. In that case, it's the start of the 4-H season, so we're going to talk about that with some of the folks involved in Knox County 4-H, Julian Innes and Shelby Carlson, who are here. Thank you both for coming in. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gosh, I guess the school year starts, so 4-H has got to start right along with it, right?
Yes, September 1st, start of a 4-H year, so yeah.
I normally, I guess maybe when I was younger, I thought of 4-H as being sort of maybe agricultural-based, but it strikes me that maybe in the last number of years, it's really kind of gone beyond things like that, hasn't it, Shelby?
Absolutely. Well, and you know, that reputation comes from a good place. That was where our foundation came from and it started from. But as the world is diversified and our communities have diversified, so is 4-H. So I've been telling kids as we've been at back-to-school programs and things of the sort, 4-H isn't just for farm kids anymore. You know, it can be anything from rockets and robotics to entrepreneurship and engineering.
Yeah, it's really kind of gone quite a bit just beyond traditional agriculture, but components that, you know, would even help an ag kid, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that agriculture background is still there. We still love our livestock projects and our crops and things like that. But it's giving those traditional kids more opportunities and then opportunities for kids who maybe aren't farm kids.
Yeah, we just got through the 4-H livestock season and now we're starting back up anew, right?
Absolutely.
Julian, we've talked to you a number of times in terms of the robotics and the
yes.
things you do. My gosh, that has that has been so darn popular, hasn't it?
Yes, it's grown leaps and bounds, particularly here in North County and both in Medina County as well, which one of the counties I serve out of the four, Knox, Medina, Warren, and Henderson.
Why do you think that is? What is it about, well, other than just, you know, it's newer sort of technology stuff that really kind of keeps kids engaged, but what do you think it is that keeps them going to that aspect of
I think kids realize that, you know, for future employment, having that, you know, familiarity with technology is vital, and that's something they do. I mean, just, you know, if they could just, you know, put their hands in their pockets and pull out a phone. I mean, the phone as it is, it's no longer a phone, as a mini computer kids have access to.
Yeah, that's for sure. Time is, of course, always short, so I want to move on to some of the things that are happening with 4-H. First of all, Shelby, as you were just saying, 4-H continues to kind of grow in terms of the areas and the things that kids can learn about, right?
Absolutely. So we've got a couple new projects that we're trying to get started this year. One of them that Julian and I are working pretty closely together on that we're really excited about is a civic engagement, kind of a voter commitment sort of project that we're hoping to work on with the county clerk's office and just increasing the knowledge of our members and what they can do to be involved citizens and educated citizens and the different processes that go on to become a responsible citizen. And then, of course, like I said, you know, we can't let go of the livestock. We are trying to also increase some opportunities for those members, as well as target some of our livestock programming to kids who have no prior experience with livestock, so giving them that chance.
Julian, the civic engagement part, you know, I think I hear younger people will say a lot that they want to be more involved, but it's really one thing to say that you're more involved, but it's a whole other thing to actually do it, isn't it?
Yes. So the next step is to work with, like Shelby says, Mr. Scott Erickson, the county clerk, mm-hmm. and have like a curriculum drawn up and visit schools, talk to young people. You know, young people have a voice. A lot of time that's taken for granted, but yes, we want to reach out to them and inform them what is civic engagement, what's their civic responsibility, and how important it is for them. You know, it's to educate, engage, and expose.
I imagine the county clerk's office has been pretty receptive to this so far.
Yes.
Absolutely. I think this idea kind of stemmed from an idea that Scott had, so
sure.
We've been really excited to work with him.
That's great. How do you plan on going forward with that?
So we're going to try to do a two-tiered approach where we're hoping to get into schools and provide some programming to all those kids, as well as offer an opportunity for kids to engage in a club setting where probably once every 2 weeks they come and they have speakers and really learn.
Maybe sort of sounds like maybe beyond the sort of what I think of when I think of student council or something like that.
Yeah, really just an opportunity for them to learn and grow and understand what it means to be a citizen and engage in democracy.
Mm-hmm. What other things do you have going on?
Well, I like to talk about our national Youth Science Day, the month of October.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So last year, 4-H pilot with Google, the University of Virginia Extension Office, and 4-H Council. This year we're doing the same.
Okay.
Last year's theme was Code Your World, and they used a scratch-based program that was called Animate Your Name.
Yeah.
This year we're going to run with the theme is Game Changer. And with Game Changer, last year was the 4 approach. This year's the 3 approach. And we have Pitch Your Passion. Once again, it's a scratch platform and kids use coding to make that work. They also have Program Your Playground, which they're going to code like a game that they could use that could be read by a computer. And also
sort
Hack
of like
Your Harvest.
Sort of like The Sims.
Pretty much.
And I'm surprised I knew that. But
Yeah.
And Julian and some of our teen federation leaders will be taking those programs into the kids.
Great.
During the month of October and delivering those programming to the schools.
I interrupted you there, Julian. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. And that was our next step. So we got to, once again, reach the kids. So like last year, it's probably the same. We're going to follow through with this year, you know, reach the kids, whether it be in school, after school. We'll visit certain clubs in our unit, and that's being Warren, like we did last year, also in the Madonna County area. So
it sounds to me like, on the whole, that that all of these things you're doing are really sort of things that really challenge students, maybe in ways that they otherwise wouldn't be challenged, right?
Absolutely, and I think that's important to mention. Coming up the first full week in October will be National 4-H Week. And like Julian talked about with National Youth Science Day, the theme that Illinois has selected this year is Inspired to Lead, Called to Serve.
That's great.
And I think that really encompasses what 4-H members do on a daily basis.
So I think that title there really kind of speaks to what we were mentioning in the beginning about how it's extended beyond agriculture and really has gone into more other forms of, gosh, even with robotics and life skills.
I agree.
Life skills, critical thinking skills, that sort of thing. So, what are some misconceptions about 4-H? Is it that, you know, that it's just about agriculture? Or are there other misconceptions?
So I think one of the coolest things about 4-H, and it's something that really makes me love the program, is the rich history that we have. It's a program that's over 100 years old within this county alone. And it is the largest out-of-school youth program in the country, and it's available in every county in Illinois. And then that big misconception that people think to have become a member, they need to live in the country or have an animal. Julian and our other program coordinator and myself spent several times at some different school back to school open houses. And just the number of people who said, I didn't realize I could do 4-H was truly outstanding.
That sounds like something I talked about over the summer with the FFA advisor in Knoxville that, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, less and less students are spending time on the farm, but they're still learning important skills that could maybe get them on a farm or get them through life someday.
Absolutely. I think that's definitely the case. And I think that, you know, no matter what project you're doing, be it a robotics project or a steer project, you're learning those important skills that is really crucial to what 4-H's goal is. And that's that positive experience for youth.
So how does one sign up for 4-H?
Yeah, so the best way if you want to get involved in 4-H and you haven't yet is to just give our office a call. Our number is 309-342-5108. Or like I tell most people, Google us, Knox County 4-H, or the University of Illinois Extension, Knox County, or be it whatever county you're in. And there will be links that take you to give us a call, talk to some of our 4-H staff, and we'd love to have a conversation about getting you in a good place.
And these are opportunities and programs that are available to students in any district, correct?
Any district in any county. You don't have to live in the county you're a member in. And we've got opportunities starting for kids age 5 going up through 18.
Julian, can a kid get in robotics at age 5?
If they, well, not in Knox County so far.
Not exactly. Like,
well, there is a platform they could do robotics, and that's with the first Lego Juniors. And from kindergarten to fourth grade. That's not in Knox County yet. That's the only county that's in our unit. It's in Madonna County.
That's great nonetheless, though. All right. So anything else we should know about the start of the 4-H year?
I would just say that we're grateful that we had the time to kind of talk about 4-H a little bit. And we look forward to having more conversations about what 4-H means to us and what it can mean to the children.
Yeah, well, we'd love to have you in the future. And I know, Julian, we'll be talking to you as those crazy robotics kids of yours advancing this year, too. So.
Right, right.
But well, I should really step back up, Julie, and just give you a little bit of props. You're not, I mean, as you said, you're not just dealing with robotics and things like that. What else do you specifically do with 4-H?
Anything that's, well, my title is a SPIN coordinator, special interest. So I do the robotics, as you know, and that's not just here in Knox and all four counties. And the platform, whether it be the first, and when I say first, that's for inspiration and recognition of science and technology. And that's at the first LEGO Juniors, which is at fourth grade, kindergarten to fourth grade. First LEGO League, which is the fourth grade to eighth grade. And here in Knox County, we have the FTC, First Tech Challenge, which is a partner site with Knox College, and that's the Binary Bullets.
Oh, that's right. That's amazing. So, and Shelby, talk about what you do.
Yeah, so I serve as the 4-H and Youth Development Educator for the University of Illinois. So I oversee the 4-H programs and kind of act as the liaison between the policies and the different procedures that are coming down from campus, as well as delivering other youth programming in the school districts.
And this is for Knox, Warren, Henderson, and
McDonough
counties. Right?
Yes.
I was going to get the wrong M-based county in there somewhere, but that's all right. Shelby Carlson, Julian Innes with 4-H here in the four-county area. Thanks so much for coming in. Thanks for all you're doing, and best of luck going forward this year.
Thank you.
Right. Absolutely. Thank you. Stay tuned. We will have sports and business news next as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.